talks that will forever remember that the two Yesaitis that we learned in the Vesmanish Kavim both come from Taisis Tinu, and they're both Yesaitis that are bigger than the Taisis itself. One is a Shas Yesait and one is a Yesait from the Sefer's Gittin. No. The entire issue that we're going to discuss today from this Taisis is based on a tshuva of Rav Shlomo Eger, which is printed in the Tshuvas Rebbe Akiva Eger, Chelak Aleph, Tshuva Reish Chaf Aleph, Ois Vav and Zayin. And for today, we're going to limit our discussion to what Rav Shlomo Eger says. Rav Akiva Eger, in the next tshuva, when he writes back, based on something on the base, the answer is one of the two, one of these two topics, and that we'll get to probably tomorrow when we get into the sugya of Ma'amid Shloshan and the Yamid Beis. Taisus Tenumana Laplayni Umeis Inu Lachamisa is going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah had three cases: a case of get, a case of shtar shichur, and a case of money, of a matana. Tenumana Laplayni, and the Mishnah said that in the first two cases of get and shtar shichur, yitnu lachamisa. In the third case of matana, yitnu lachamisa. And the Gemara asked, the Gemara brought a brisa, a memra, of Rav, v'hushet ziburim, that means the cash is laying there, specific cash. And the Gemara asked, b'mayaskina. So the Gemara has two pshat, and we discussed last week the first pshat. The shot that is talking by a bari, and it's Amar of Zvid, and on Amar of Zvid, Lailam Babari, because Rabban Amarab, Amavan Amarab, Manli Biyat, Tatel, Laila Plain, and Maimit Shlosh Donkana. We didn't really get into Maimit Shlosh. We only discussed last week the Kasha, how a bari is mitzvah, but when you have to listen. Amar of Zvid answers shot. He says, shot is Lailam Babari. The Mishnah is talking that there's no Shchiv Meiran. Aye, there was no Kinyan. That was the Kasha. That without a Kinyan, you don't have to listen to a Tzava of a Nifter, if there was no Kinyan. And he says, there was a Kinyan. There's a Kinyan called Maimit Shloshtam. Manoli Biyatcha, Tadei Olai Laplaini, B'Maimit Shloshtam Kana. What does that mean? You have three people, a Malva, a Laiva, and then the Laiva is a Malva to another Laiva. So you have Ruvei, Shimon, and Laivi. Reuven owes money to Shimon. Shimon owes money to Levi, and they're all standing together. Maimit Shloshtam. The three are standing together, and they have an agreement that Reuven will pay Levi. So that is called Maimit Shloshtam. It's kind of, that means that Shimon can't change his mind. Shimon is really giving away. He has a right to be Teveya Reuven, rather Reuven or Shimon. He gives away that right to Levi as a payment for his chayv. And now Reuven owes Levi, if they all agree, so then the Shimon is removed from it, and Reuven owes Levi. I say they all agree, we'll discuss if Shimon really has to agree. Maybe Levi could take without Shimon's agreement, but for today, they all have to agree. And that's called Maimon Shloshtam. So that's the case of the Mishnah. So, what? So we're going to have that, if it's talking about a Levi or by a Kadim, we're going to get to that. That's, I think, the passing by both, yes. So there's Maimit Shloshtam. So what's the case of the Mishnah? So the case of the Mishnah is such a case. To new monolish pliny umes, the three of them are standing together. The nice matana, the middle person who has the matana, and the third person who's supposed to get it, they're standing together. The first person tells the second person, give the matana to Levi, and then he dies before it's given. So why is it kaina? Yidnu lachamisa, because Maimit Shloshtam is kaina. The problem is lacharis pshita. Let's see how we can work that out. But that's the din of the Mishnah, that it's kaina. So all of the Rishayim, including Taisus, all ask, is that the kind of third case of the Mishnah? In a case of Maimit Shloshtam, what about the first two cases? What about get? What about shtar shichur? Do you mean to tell me the whole Mishnah is talking by Maimit Shloshtam or not? That's the question. That's the question Taisus deals with. Luchayrev, is that the kind of Mishnah? The beginning of the Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah should be the same. So the third case is talking Maimit Shlashtan. So bang, we have this new Chiddush here. That by get, also, it'll be talking about Maimit Shlashtan, that the says, who are the three? The husband and wife, and the middleman. The husband tells the middleman, take this get, which is Siburin, which is right here, take it and give it to my wife. So, Maimit Shlashtan will be kind of kiimu. It was given over. Now, so Taisus talks about it. Now we're going to learn Taisus. Taisus is not bothered by the idea of a get working by Maimit Shlashtan. Taisus just is going to say it doesn't have to be talking in such a case. The point when you learn Taisus is that Taisus is not bothered. Taisus says, oh, it makes sense. Let's see Taisus. Tegumana l'plei miyomeis yitnu la'achamisa. Leman demuki la bibari v'maimit shlashtan. According to the first pshat of Zvid that we just learned, that's talking bibari v'maimit shlashtan. Ein sarach laim diladi day reisha nami ay v'maimit shlashtan. It's not necessary to say that the reisha is also talking about maimit shlashtan. Umay reisha get far be'en. Maimit shlashtan must be talking to get us around. There may be be'en because it's not around. That fill b'mamim leishach maimit shlashtan. Just like by Mammon that has to be there, who should see Burim, the same thing again has to be there. And how we get is that today? The Irish Isha writes a Bekach. Everyone agrees. Bashminan, so why doesn't it work? Why doesn't Maimit Shlashtan work? The light tick on Maimit Gimel Bishtar El Bamam. Maimit Shlashtan is a Kenyan Durabanan. It only helps in Durabanan. And light tick on Durabanan made a Takana Maimit Shlashtan. They didn't make this Takana by Shtaris, only by Mammon. Period. That would be pshat in the Mishnah. That the Reish is talking by get or get shichver is talking by Maimit Shlashtan. And why does it not work? Because the Rabban Ram Misak in Shtaris by Maimit Shlashtan by Shtaris only by Mam. So Taisus rejects it. Taisus says that Inira Shichalku Amirah Bereish the Masnisin the Marmam of Gam Maimit Shlashtan Marbakos Miksubitznu Ela B'Seif. Taisus says it's not Nira. Not because it doesn't work. Taisus says it's not there, it's not mistaver. And Taisus goes on to explain the ratio doesn't have to mamish be the same in the sefer. So Taisus, in din, Taisus has no problems as in the idea of mamish shloshim. Taisus just says that it's not mistaver. That I'm arguing, I'm shat for whatever reason. Taisus held that it's not mistaver, and this is what Taisus says. The Ran does that side the Mishnah the way Taisus had a havavina. The Ran says it's talking taka by Maimit Shlashtan, even the Reisha. And why taka does it not work? How come the Mishnah doesn't work? So the Ran, only because there's no din of Maimit Shlashtan, which is a Kinyan Darabanan, there's no din of Maimit Shlashtan by Shtaris Bechlau. So if you're talking about a Gerisha, which is a Shtar, about a Shtar Shichar, which is a Shtar, so those are shtaris, and shtaris do not work, and that's why Maimit Shlashtan doesn't work by get. Otherwise, Maimit Shlashtan would work fine by get. This is the Ran, and Taisus only disagrees for side reasons. But Etzem Taisus would be masking that it would make sense to Zetzerayim by Maimit Shlashtan. As I said, this Taisus and Ran Anogeya to two important Yisaidis. Both of which we're going to try to understand what Shlomega says and maybe how it could be in the fact thing. First, let's deal with the Gitninian, and then we'll get to the Shasinian, which rather is the second one, Shlomega and Eis Zion. There is a Machlaikis which Kinyanim work by Git. By get, we know the Torah says the nasan biyada, you put it in our hand. We also know that nasan biyada is not exeris hakasib in our hand. We all know that chatzar also works if you put it in our chatzar hamishtameret. It also works for a get. The question is, how far does this idea go? How many different types of kinyanim could you do on a get? Is it only kinyan Yad and Chatzar is Rabbi Mishum Yad, Chatzar Rishaladim is like his Yad, so therefore works there too. Maybe. Maybe it's only Yad. Or maybe not. Maybe it could work by all kinyanim. Maybe as long as it's a kinyan, and the get goes over into the woman's rishus. So maybe that's good. Who says that you need a that you need kinyan yad? Now, as much as this sounds like a machlaikis that should be a gemara, or it should be rishayim, it's a machlaikis achrayim. It's a machlaikis achrayim halacha lemaisa. When you give a get, which kinyanim work? Let's say a woman does kinyan mishicha on a get. Would it work? Or even kinyan hakbah. We had, I think we mentioned this once, the machlaikis. If kinyan hakbah works by a get, Rabbi Akiva Eiger held that it doesn't work. Only kinyan yad works. That's it. Yad chaser is mishum yad. That's it. I say that's it. Maybe we'll find other exceptions later. But as of now, basically, Rabbi Akiva Eiger held a get has to be with kinyan yad, and that's all. Other kinyanim don't work. Not kinyan hakbah. Not kinyan mishicha. Not kinyan mesirah will be shy. All these other kinyanim don't work. Nosan biyada, zeres hakasa, that has to be kinyan yad. The Teres Gittin and the Sivis, among others, disagree strongly, and he holds that all kinyanim work. And the Pischei Tshuva in Simen Reishlan in Simen Kuf Lavites in Shulchan Aruch brings Rabbi Kivagas Chumra. That a get must be kinyan yad, and he brings that many achrayim disagree. He brings the Teres Gittin and others who held that Rabbi Akiva Eiger is a big chiddush. The nafkamina and the lamaisa of it is when you give lamaisa the way we give gittin today. We don't go into any exotic kinyanim or maimit shloshta, kinyan chatzar. We get the man to the bezdin, we get the woman to the bezdin, he hands her the get. However, we learn once, we learn more than once, we learn many times an idea that kinyan yad only works on what's in your hand, in the palm of your hand. On what's protruding sideways from your hand, kinyan hagbah could work, you could pick it up. But that's not kinyan yad. Kinyan yad, the fact that Yadei Shel Adam is kinda, Kedal Aramis, that your hand is kinda like your chatzar, only works out what's in your hand. Let's say, Hagbah, you have to pick it up at least a tefach. What if someone didn't pick it up a tefach? Is he kinda? What's in his hand, he could be kinda with kinyan yad. Yad is kinda without Hagbah, without picking it up. So what's in your hand, you're kinda. What's protruding out of your hand? You have a handkerchief. You do a kinyan hakbah. You want to do a kinyan with a handkerchief. But you want to be kind of sudar. If you want to be kind of with hakbah, you have to pick it up. Either one tefach, or like Taisus, three tefachim. Kinyan yad works without picking it up. But only what's in the hand. What protrudes outside of the hand is not kind of. And we mentioned that if you take a baseball bat, and you hold it sideways, then you only cut the part that's in the hand. You cut the back on the two sides of your hand, and that piece of wood that's in your hand is yours, and what's on the side is not yours. It still belongs to the Marakam. If you take the same bat and you stand it up vertically and you put it in the palm of your hand, so then you cut the whole thing. The whole thing is in your hand. I don't know how the Shemaim and how far it goes, but as long as it's still the chayf, it's continuing. Some there's no share. Anything that's above your, the palm of your hand, you're kind of with kinyan yad. It's like a chatzar. In your chatzar, no matter how high something is piled up, you're kind of with kinyan chatzar. Your hand, whatever's in the palm of your hand, you're kind of with kinyan yad. So that there's a basic difference between yad and hagbah. In our case, we have a regular case, a woman's in bed, and you're getting her a get. Ishikaina. There's going to be a very big nafkamina. The way you go to a wedding and you watch, they hand over a ksuba. So what do? They read the ksuba, they roll it up, and the chassid gives the ksuba to the kala. Now, the ksuba, you could be kaina with kinyan hagbah. The kala never has the whole ksuba in her hand. She holds on to it, and she's kind of the ksuba. She picks it up. She doesn't pick it up then. She picks it up later. But she's kind of the ksuba because she picks it up. She never has the whole ksuba in the palm of her hand. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger holds that if you do the same type of thing with a get, you roll up the get, and you put it into her hand the same way we put a ksuba in a woman's hand, she's not mekureshes. Because the only part of the get that's hers is the part that's biyada, that you would cut it on the two sides of her palm. It's unlikely that that little piece would be a kosher get, and she's not mekureshes. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger writes that you have to do is fold up the get properly so that it fits into her hand. You have to fold it up into a small folded up piece of paper, and it should fit into a hand, or if it's too big for one hand, to two hands. It should fit into two hands. And it fits into two hands, like Rabbi Akiva Eiger, she's kind of with yad, and it works. This is the shita that Rabbi Akiva Eiger held, that gittin must be done with kinyan yad, period. Yad or chatz, which is like yad. Yeah, but there's no v'nasan v'yada, so you can be kind of bad bar, there's no problem. It's usually not kinyan yad because you're holding it this way, not this way. So it's like the chutz is around it. So you can be kind of a bad bar. Two hands is also good. It's still a hand. It doesn't matter, one hand, two hands. Yeah, it's certainly not meant to exclude two hands. Just like a field could be yada, so her second hand is also the yada. It's no understanding that it has to be dafka one hand as opposed to two.
The part is sticking out of the hand, and that part is just the margin. Is that the right
part? The part that's sticking out is just the margin. I suppose it'll be fine. It'll be fine, because if you cut her off, it's kosher, so then it's just kind of the crucial part. So this is the sheet of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. The Sivis and many Acharonim disagreed strongly. And they even write, you look at the Pesach Shuvah, they write that Bathidinim shouldn't be machmir like Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Shaloi lo haitzi laz on previous gittin. He might see laz on other gittin that they were possible. Bathidinim before Rabbi Akiva Eiger, they say, were relied on Kinyan Agbar. They hold that all Kinyanim are good. Lav Dafka Kinyan Yad. Today, the Bat Edinim do like Rabbi Akiva Eiger. When it changed historically, I don't know. I guess slowly Bat Edinim got nervous. They wanted to be Rabbi Akiva Eiger as well. And the Bat Edinim today do a Kinyan Yad, and they do fold up the Shtar to get in a way that fits into our hands, and they mark it on this Kinyan. Which Agav reminds me, there were two groups here that went to see Gittin. I can arrange, if once you see it once, you remember it, you have a better chance of remembering all this. If there's another group of guys, six, seven guys can go on one shot to see a get, I can arrange, for those who did not yet see, just let me know and I can arrange. I'm not going to try to arrange that somebody should get the first, but when the get is being given anyway, you go there anytime real Shmiya to see it. It's just something which, especially like something like this, you'll see the way they hand it over in the hand, so you can come to, you can go to see a get. So it's here in the neighborhood. I can't tell you today when it'll be, but if I know that there's a group of six or seven guys that want to go, I'll make the arrangements. It's usually done, usually 9:30 in the morning, when they do the gittin here in this bezdin, and so you'll let me know. Anyway, getting back, this is the machlokes Rabbi Akiva Eiger and others, if gittin could or could not be given b'shar kinyanim. I just saw at the last minute that the stipler in Daf Chaf Aleph, Simin Yitzayim Yitzchess, Simin Yitzchess has a long arichus on this Indian, which means it's going to come up yet again. Now, it would seem that our Tosfos and the Ran, Zecher Shlomo Eiger, is a raya against Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Because our Tosfos and Ran are saying clearly, the Maimit Shloshtan is a good Kenyan for Gittin. The Ran has designed the Mishnah that way. that the Mishnah was talking, I'm going to get the Ishtiva Maimit Shlashdan, Umeis, Loyid Nulachamis. Which means, if Loyimeis, that the whole the Maimit Shlashdan could work. The Zakhtai says, why doesn't it work? It's like Tiknu Maimit Shlashdan Bishtaris. Because they were a Mesak in Maimit Shlashdan Bishtaris. If they would have been Mesak in Maimit Shlashdan Bishtaris, then it would work. So Zakhtar Shlaima Ega Lachaira, this Taisus and the Ran is a Kasha on his father, on Rabbi Kiva Eger, and this is the Kasha that he writes. Then he says, there's a second Sugya, which is Negat in Ishaila, and that's a Sugya in the eighth parish, on Daf Ayin Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara has the following Maisa. A man was ill, and he wanted to give his wife a get. She shouldn't have to full tiyibum, become an aguna. So he wrote a get. It was Friday afternoon. By the time they finished writing the get, it was already Shabbos. It was too late to actually do the nesinas haget. So they put the get away in the man's house. He put it away, and he figured, I'll wait till after Shabbos, and I'll give the get there. As the faith would have it, on Shabbos, they saw he was going to die on Shabbos. He wasn't going to make it till after Shabbos. And now they didn't know what to do. It's on Shabbos. The get is ready. The get itself is muktzah. It's a shtar. It's technically a business shtar. And they didn't know what to do. So the Gemara says they came, I think it was Rava. They came to Rava on Shabbos. They asked him, what do I do? So Rava came up with a good idea. Rava said, where's the get? It's in the man's house. So Rava said, Zilu Imrule, go tell the man. The Likni Nehele Lahu Tuchta, the Yosef Be'gita. He should be Makna on Shabbos to this woman, the place, the house where the get is, or the room where the get is. He'd be Makna to her, the whole room. And how should she be kited on Shabbos? With Tezel E, the Tichud, the Tiftach, the Tazuk Bed. She should go and get hold of the key and lock the doors. The Tanan, no, God, the Raparas, Kolshu, Arizeh, Chazaka. We know it's Kinyan Chazaka on Karka. If you take the keys, you lock up a room. And then she'll be kited. It's a great idea. We'll be makted to get to her. By being makted to her, the room and the get with it. And that way she'll be cut. She doesn't have to handle it. It's mostly she doesn't have to handle it. It just be matter to her. There's a nice ending to the story. It says they after they Rava did this, they came and they told Rava, what do you mean? She's cut in the room. So it goes back to the husband. It says Ichsef Rava. Rava was embarrassed. He forgot this, that there's something wrong with his Eitzah. And he says later was this Barer that the woman was an Arusa, not an Nesua. She only had Erisin, so she needed a get. But if the Erisin is no din of Koma Shekhani Shekhani Baila, so her Eitzah worked, Rava's Eitzah worked. You know, the Shemayim Rabban Shalom helped Rava forget this thing, so he didn't know she was an Arusa. And he gave an Eitzah, which Lamaisa, he says it was a good Eitzah, but there was no Koma Shekhani Shekhani Baila. And that's the Maaseh Shai. This is all the Gemara here on Ayin Zayin. So let me ask you a question. With which kinyan was the woman kind of the get? Which kinyan? So Rashi says, which kinyan? Rashi says, Harizu Chazaka, the Hashta Kayav Lachachata Begita Besaychai. The Tanan, the Chasim Sheim HaMachrayis, Nikdin, and the Chasim Sheish HaMachrayis, Kinyan Agav, Rashi says. She was kinda with what? With Kinyan Agav. What's Kinyan Agav? That Agav, that she's kinda the Karka, you could be kinda with Talcholin. So, Zap Rashi, she was kinda with Kinyan Agav, she was kinda the Karka, she was kinda with Talcholin with it, and that's the get. And the Meila, she's Megureshes. That's what Rashi says. The Ran and the Rashba in that Gemara ask our Rashi that Kinagav, we hold that for Kinyan Agav is kinda even if the metaphorim is not in that chotzer. It could be kinda Kinyan Agav afilo ein sibur in b'taychay. It could be kinda a house in New York, and Agav a house in New York, metaphorim that are in Florida. Kinyan Agav doesn't have to be there. Why did Rava say likni ducha duchta de yosef agita? He said, "Bimakta, the place where the get is." It was Kinyan Agav. Look at any duchta. What's the difference which duchta? Any karka. So therefore, it's a shtark akasha on Rashi. They disagree with Rashi. The Rav and Rashba say that it was Kinyan Chotzer. Which I guess is maybe the more Pashto one to us. That it's Kinyan Chotzer. That the Kinyan was. He was marked in the Chatzah, and Agav the Chatzah, marked in the Metalkal, and you know, Metalkal were there before the Kinyan. I guess they hold that Kinyan Chatzah works, that even though it was there beforehand, and that's good. So, Zakt Rav Shlaima Eger. Again, Rashi is a raya against Rav Akiva Eger. Because Kinyan Agav is not Kinyan Yad. Shakinyan. So now we have Rashi seems to hold that Shar Kinyanim work. What about the Ran and the Rashba? L'chaira, the Ran and Rashba, how do they explain it? Why didn't the man do Kinyan Agav with a different piece of karka? Like this, a different piece, this piece. Why didn't he do Kinyan Agav? The Ran and Rashba, it seems, taka hold that it has to be Kinyan Chatzah. So the Ran and Rashba stim with Rabbi Kivag as you say. It must be Yad or Chatzah. Eishtem. Oh, good. That's going to be the problem. So on Dafayin Zayin, the Ran and Rashba shtim with Rebbe Kiva Eger. And Rashi is not like Rebbe Kiva Eger. Rashi of Kinyan Agav works, not like Rebbe Kiva Eger. The Ran and Rashba, how did they explain to Gemara? Why didn't Rav do Taka Kinyan Agav? Vice dice, that they, not proof, but it seems that they hold that Kinyan Agav doesn't work. They hold it was Kinyan Chatzah. Kinyan Chatzah, shtim with Rebbe Kiva Eger. Fine. Kinyan Chatzah works. Forget the Esther Rashi that you could do Agav. You mean why didn't they ask that? Because they're goofy learning it from this Gemara. If this Gemara shot is Agav, that'll be a proof that Agav works. This is the Gemara. Frekr Shleida Eger. Now we put our Gemara and Yana Gemara together. We have a problem. Fair Gemara Rashi is not like Rabbi Kiva Eger. And the Ran is like Rebbe Kiva Eger. In our Gemara, the Ran is not like Rebbe Kiva Eger. The Ran here says, my Mishloshta works. So, L'chaira, we have a problem in the Stira Saran. And Shlomo Eger has this Kasha that there appears to be a Stira in the Tushitas, and I think he remains with the Tzarechites. So, this is the basic, like I say, the Iker Yedias to have is this Machlaikis, Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Teres Gittin, derived from our Gemara, derived from Yana Gemara. Rav Nachum has a Shtikl Torah here, which is meant to answer the Stiras Aran. What makes this Shtikl Torah especially attractive to me is that Rav Nachum is saying he is signed, which is similar to something we learned not this year, but in Kedushin, the end of Kedushin, we talked about Kinyanim. We said it B'Shem Devin Ozel, use different title words, but I'd like to share with you Rav Nachum's Yisayid, and I hope some of you will sound familiar from last year, and then how he plugs it into answer to Steve Sarai. Now we know there are many Kinyanim. We had last year the second half of the year, after we had all the dinim of Isha and Eved, at the very end of the year, we had the Ishar Kinyanim, what Karka was kind of with, which Kinyanim worked for Karka, which Kinyanim worked for Metalkal, which Kinyanim worked for Bein Magasa, which Kinyanim worked for Bein Madaka. There's a whole list of Hagvah, Meshicha, Mesira, Agav, Shloshtam, Chazaka. There are many types of Kinyanim. You say that David Ozel said, which Rav Nachum says here, is that all Kinyanim can basically be divided into one of two categories. There's one kinyan we had a problem fitting it into which one, but basically, all kinyanim can be fit into one of two categories. The language we used last year that Eben Ozel used, some kinyanim are a hachnasa l'rishusai. It's a mechanical thing where you bring it physically into your rishus. You physically bring it in. Like Mishicha, Hadbar, Mesira, those three are very similar. You pick it up, you pull it into your rishus, Mesira maybe not, but certainly Hadbar, Mishicha, you're physically taking something into your rishus. King Chatzar, certainly that way. You're taking it into your rishus. So there's certain kinyanim which work by being a physical hachnasa l'rishusa. There are other kinyanim which work by showing something, a hayra spilus. It shows, it's a maisa to show you're acquiring something. Chazaka is the easiest. Chazaka, what is chazaka? You go to a house and you behave like the owner. You lock the door. You put up a fence. You do something, hayra spilus. It shows ownership. Kinyan sudr, you said it's the same thing. Sudr, you give me a handkerchief, what does that do? It only shows that I'm being kind of something. It's totally symbolic. It's key is you give it to me, but you're giving it to me with that, I'm kind of. It's a second sug of kinyanim. And it's not achnas l'rishusay at all. A kinyan agav, he says, is also, if agav needs sibur and b'taychay, then it would need achnas l'rishusay. But kinyan agav doesn't need to be tzibur and b'taychay. The Gemara had an ibaya. Does agav need tzibur and b'taychay or not? We learned that the ibaya is agav achdas l'rishusay. Then it needs that when I'm kinda agav, the metalkin have to be in the property. Or not. We pass it now. We pass it. Kinyan agav works. I can be kinda a house in New York and metalkin in a different city. Because agav is also the second sug of kinyan. What Reb Nachum suggests is that Rabbi Kivega's Yisayid, the unique Kinyan Yad, could be extended, like the Ran, to all of the first type of Kinyan. Any Kinyan that's Achnosel or Shusai, it works. If you machta something into your Rishus, so that's like Yad. Any such Kinyan would work. According to this, the Mashiach would work too. Anything that pulls something into your rishus is kind. Rabbi Kiva Eger is only excluding kinyanim that are hayras bailus, the second sug of kinyanim. That the second sug of kinyanim is excluded. Now, Rabbi Kiva Eger himself doesn't hold in this Rambam. Rambam is saying it to explain the Ran. That the Ran, to answer the theorist Haran, we could say the Ran holds any kinyan that's achdas l'rishusay works. Any kinyan that's a hayras bailus does not work. Now, how do I know which kinyanim are which? So Reb Nachum suggests there's a way to know. There's a rule that Teich Kedei Dibur, if a person does a kinyan and he wants to be a chayzer Teich Kedei Dibur, that sukkah by sinyan. I'm sorry. If the sukkah by sinyan calls them out, the sukkah by sinyan, they want to be chayzer. That a sukkah by sinyan works to be chayzer. Calls them out, you're involved in the inyan of the kinyan. That it does work for the sug of kinyanim, which are kinyanim of achnasal and shusay, but does not work for the sug of kinyanim that's ahiras bailus. The king Suder. And Mamela, the way to be able to tell which kinyan is which is to see if you could be chayzer, kozman that they're asuka by sinyan, kozman they're involved in the business deal. Hayyais, he says, we find that maimit shloshtan is something that you can be chayzer. It seems, he says, that maimit shloshtan fits in to the sug of kinyanim of Mashicha and Mesira and Hagbah and Chatzim. Why it should be that way, we're going to have to get to when we learn Maimik Shloshton, the Amid Beis, we're going to learn, Gemara says Gufa, and it says, how does Maimik Shloshton work? So we'll have to talk about it. Rav Nachman says that Maimik Shloshton is in that type of Kinyan, which works out Tachnosel Shusai. There's some Tzchiyah there, which we're going to learn about. And Memela, it falls under the same category as Tachnos Lo Shusai, the first type. Masha'enken, the Kinyan Agav, which doesn't need Tziburim B'Seichai, works off the second type. And Memela, he says the Stira Saran can be answered. How will be answered? Very Gishmak. The Stira Saran will be answered that the Ran holds Maimik Shloshtam works in our Gemara. Why? Because Maimik Shloshtam is the first type of Kinyan, similar to Yad. So it works. Kinyan Agav, which is the second type of Kinyan, that doesn't work. So that's why the Ran on Dayan Zayin holds that Agav doesn't work. In our Gemara, he holds Maimik Shloshtam does work. He holds the first type of Kinyanin. And this is the way that he resolves the Stiris HaRan. And with it, he makes it gather. In other words, if a Kinega holds still, only Yad works, only Yad and Chatzah. But even we, who disagree maybe with Rabbi Kiveger, we hold that Hagbah works, will agree that Hagbah works, Meshicha works, things that Achnas Lo Shusai work. But to give a get with Kinyan Suda, we never heard of such a thing. You know, be making a get with Kinyan Suda. Now those types of Kinyanim don't work, and that's why the Ran says Kinyan Agav does not work. This is the words of Rav Nachum. So what do we walk away with? We walk away with three possibilities. Rabbi Kiveger calls only Chotzer and Yad. The Chayokim, the Pashtus HaChayokim, that all Shark and Yanim work. Rav Nachum in between, that is a gather. The Achnas and Shusei and Yanim do work. The Ras Bailas and Yanim don't work.
Yad
is Achnas Lo Shusai. When the Torah said Yad, it was all this sug of Kinyanim are included in Yad. No, it feels like Torah's getting this. Yad is not only Yad. What? That's a Kim B'chayzka Zilchus Git. Remember the Ram said it Kim B'chayzka even took an Adiva by a get, because before a person gives a get, he makes a firm decision. So decides. Not only by Mishloshim, by Mominus, because there, took an Adiva certainly works. And even by Asuka by Sinya. But by get, it doesn't work for side reasons. Like the Ram said, because it's a serious thing, the person gives it. I'd like to just add a small nakuda. Last year, when we learned this Eben HaOzel, that Kinyan Agav, the Shaila, does Kinyan Agav need Tziburim or not? And if Kinyan Agav needs Tziburim, Tachnas Lo Shusai? If not, then it's a Ras Bailas. We mentioned then that Lehalacha, listen carefully, it could be that one Kinyan could sometimes be a Ras Bailas and sometimes be Tachnas Lo Shusai. But we said then, I think it was part of the Eben HaOzel, I'm not sure, was that lahalacha, a Kinyan Agav doesn't need Tziburim. I can buy a house and the things are elsewhere. That's Hayras Bailas. Nevertheless, when I do have Tziburim, Lamaisa, when I do have Tziburim, I buy a house. Nowadays, somebody buys a house, and the contract it says that you claim certain items, and then when you buy a house, you claim certain things that are in the house. Whatever the agreement is. If you lose furniture, you lose furniture. If you lose other metallicum, you claim those metallicum. That's Tziburim. We said there, it could well work off Achnas Lo Shusai anyway. Even though Agav doesn't need Achnas Lo Shusai. But when it's there, it could work off Achnas Lo Shusai. It's not a theory. You could have one Agav when it's there, it's Achnas Lo Shusai. And one Agav when it's not there, and so Ras Bailas, that we said last year, it wasn't a problem in Svara. That one Agav was also Shusai, what was that? But with this, Rashi and Ayin Zayin is answered very geschmack from the Ram's Kasha. What did Rashi say in Ayin Zayin? On Shabbos, this lady did a Kinyan. Which Kinyan? Agav. She got a get with Kinyan Agav. Frek the Ran and the Rashba. Agav! Agav doesn't have to be that the get is in that house. Why did Rava say, be marked in that house? He said, be marked anything. So agav, it doesn't have to be in the house. You see, this oshtikal Torah is beautiful. So kinyan agav, it doesn't have to be there. Hold on a minute, we're talking about get. Forget a kinyan agav of not sibur and besaycha, it won't work. That's the second sug. That's a Ras Bailas, it's a type of symbolic kinyan. That doesn't work by git. By git and Rashi will also hold that it only works on Achdasa l'Shusai. So since Rashi will also hold you need Achdasa l'Shusai, so agav, by get, needs tibur and besaycha, because it has to be Achdasa l'Shusai, it has to be coming into his Rishos, which is tibur and besaycha. So it's very geshmak, even Rashi would be answered like the Shtikal Torah. That Rashi holds that the agav of a for kinyan get would have to be tibur and besaycha. Right, the Ran apparently disagrees. He holds all agav is perhaps a Raz by Rashi. We can answer with this. You have to have das to be kind. No, you don't have to know the lumbus. You never have to know the lumbus. You never have to know the lumbus of a kinyan. You just have to know that this is kind of the lumbus of a kinyan. Very few people know. For kinyan agav. Oh, so it should be like kligitech magavi karaka. It's a big kasha. Toisus on Ayin Zayin on the base, yes, the kasha. So kasha on that Gemara, why that's not kligitech magavi karaka? So Toisus here said, I doubt whether we'll get to that Ayin Zayin, but it's a kasha. All right. So now this whole thing again, the ikur to know the machlekes of Akiva Eger and Toisgit. That you should have on your fingertips. It's one of the basic ideas of Masechtas Gittin. It says machloik is how a get is given. The truth is, if you go and you watch a giving of a get once or twice, and you see the way that Makbid, she holds her hands open, and they fold it up in a way that the whole get fits in her hand, you see it once, you just remember that that's the way it didn't work. That's a basic idea that you should have. Step two is Reb Shlomo Eger's Rayus. Step three is Reb Nachum's Lomdus, to how it works. But zicha l'chalapachas, you have to chazarain well the basic machlokes. So that's one. Okay, one thing for today. The second in Yerub Shlomo Eger brings into this Tosfos is a Shas sugya, the sugya of Nageya. In many places in Shas, and it's Nageya halacha l'maisa sukkos other times. There's a machlaikis if kinyan derabbanan mahani l'dereis. So machlaikis, if there's a type of kinyan which derabbanan created, does that help for dinin dereis? For example, let's say I buy a lulav. I'm kind of the lulav with a kinyan derabbanan. I'm kind of the lulav with a kinyan that the Torah never said such a kinyan. Derabbanan created such a kinyan. And I'm kind of the lulav with a kinyan derabbanan. Can I be yaitzah mitzvah lulav? Lulav nitvachem. On the day Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, before the rabbanan made such a kinyan, someone would have asked him, "Could you take a lulav this way?" He would have said, "No." The rabbanan came along later. The rabbanan said, "You kind of." What's the difference? This usually is discussed in Hilchas Kiddushin. Where it's very Nagel and Isa, Lulav is Lulav, it's also Darais, Kiddushin. So there are three or four cases in Hilchas Kiddushin where this is discussed. The first one, the one where it's, I think, most famous, is in the Sugi and Perek Hazov, Kinyan Kesef. Min HaTaira, when you give cash, what are you claiming? Karka, you can zichah be kind of kesef. What about the tatlin? Can I be kind of a tatlin with kesef? La halacha, I need mishicha. The rabbanu was certainly geizer. Min ha-taira, what is the kinyan? So machlaik is Rabbi Yechanan Rish Lakish. We pass on Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says, min ha-taira, kesef is kind. Min derabbanon, the rabbanu were afraid. There's a gzeira there, and the rabbanan said that for metaltalim kesef is not enough. You have to get it, the mishicha akbar, something to receive it. But mid rabbanan kesef is not kind. So Rashi there says in Bava Metzia and Daf Mem Ches, Nafkamina le'inyan Isura. What's a Nafkamina v'sta Raisa d'Rabbanan? Isura. The Shaila is, I own something. I have a ring. It's my ring. Someone gives me cash for it. Someone comes over to me, says, I want to be kind of the ring that you have there in the window. I say, fine. Give me money. He gives me money. Fine, I say it's yours. Then, sometime before I deliver the ring, I take the ring, which I just sold, and I use the ring to give a woman kedusha. Or maybe more shchiach, I forget I sold it to him, and someone else comes in and wants to buy the ring. I take the ring, which I sold the first person to King Kasef, and I sell it to the second person, and he picks it up, he's kind of with that boy, and he goes and gets married with it. Minat Torah, whose ring is it? The first guy. The first guy gave me, the first person gave me money. Minat Torah, money is kaina. Minat Torah, the first customer, he was kaina. Rabbanan said no. Rabbanan said he's not kaina. You need Mashiach. Mid Rabbanan, it belongs to the second person. Is that Kedushin or Kedushin? If you say, Kin Yid Rabbanan Mahani Lude Raisa, that the Takana Rabbanan works. So then the second person is Taka Kaina. If you all can use Rabbanan Loi Mahani Lidei Raisa, then it doesn't work. It's an abolishing of the Kinyan Dei Raisa with Rabbanan. Okay? So it's basically the same. It comes down to the same shadow.
The Kinyan Dei Raisa is only the second day. Rabbanan took away the first Kinyan.
I'll give you a second, Marshall. Describe it. It would be. It's not the exact same case, there's Tully in it. There's a second example which is discussed in the Paiskim. This is all, there's an Adi Meluim in the beginning of Hilchos Kedushin. Simchav Ches, Sikot Man and Gimel. He brings down this case, the next case, he brings, I think, four cases. I don't have time for all of them. But another case he brings is Gozal the Nisyan Shu Habayim. Someone steals something. So Kozman, he stole it, it's still not his. This Yeshua Bailum, the Bailum on the Yayish. So those who hold that Yish itself is Kaina, the Rosh says it's only a Kinyan Dirabana. That Yish Kedi Kani, but that's a Din Dirabana. That if the Kanif took something and the Nigzal or the Nignaf is Miyayish, now the Kanif still has to pay. He still has a mitzvah of a Hashem's exam. But calls the man he has it, the Dirabana, he's Kaina, it's his. So the question now is, the Drabban is kind of, if he now is Mekadosh and Isha with it, is it a Kedushin or not? Excuse me, that would be another example of a Kinyan Drabbanan that the Avdim Elum discusses here, whether it's kind of or not. The third example is Maimit Shloshlam, the Avdim Elum says. If a Chayv, it could be Mekadosh and Isha with the value of a Chayv. Somebody owes me money, I can be Kaddish and Isha, not with the money of the Chayv, it's not here, but with the value of the Chayv has a certain value, I give it to her. What happens if I only receive the Chayv, b'maymit shloshtam? Somebody, Reuven owes Shimon money, Shimon owes me. We stand together, and Reuven's Chayv becomes mine. And now, with that Chayv, I'm a Kaddish and Isha. I tell a woman, I want to be a Kaddish with the value of the Chayv that Reuven owes me, not with the money. But the value of the chayv, which he said last year, is good. I'm a kaddisha. How did I get the chayv? From Amit Shlashta. Kinyan Derabbanan. Do you say Kinyan Derabbanan Mahani L'Deraisa or not? From this, Tosfos and the Ran, Zakum Shlomo Eger, Zaraya, that they hold that Kinyan Derabbanan Mahani L'Deraisa. Because what are they talking about? They're talking about Maimit Shlashta being, making a get isha. Maimit Shloshtan making a Gerisha. What does Taisa say? Leitiknu Maimit Shloshtan Bishtar Ela B'Mamin. Doesn't work. The Rabbanan weren't born in the second Maimit Shloshtan Bishtar, only by Mamin. What does that mean? That means that if the Rabbanan would have been the second Maimit Shloshtan Bishtar, it would work. That's clear from Taisa and the Ran. So this Taisa and the Ran seem to be teaching us this Yisai, that Maimit, that Kinyan the Rabbanan, Mahani Legitin, of all the Derais, is probably the most common. That Kinyan Derabbanan Mahani L'Deraisa. How could that work? What's the logic? What's the logic here? The Rabbanim are handling their answer. So usually the understanding is that Hefka Bezna Hefka. Bezna is a kayach. The Torah gave Bezna a kayach of Hefka Bezna Hefka. So Bezna can make takanis, and the Torah recognizes those takanis. So once it's given over to me, it's given over to me, and now I can be in Kaddish and Isha, even with something that I had the Kinyan Rabbah. So these are the two Yisaidis that come from the Taisvis. The question of Shar Kinyan and Bagit and Bechlal, the Shar of Kinyan Rabbah and Mahanei Deraisa, and I hope you remember these two, that was the change.